Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, the cricket amateur, learning from Jeremy. He's teaching me all the wrong things. He taught me the rules, but that isn't interesting. What's interesting is the trash talk that goes on between tests. There's a big test coming up, a 5-day test in Australia between the Palms, a.k.a. the English team, and the champion Australians who won everything in India last summer. Now, there is this twist called Bazball, and depending upon whether you're winning or not, Bazball is a good thing, Bazball is rubbish, that's a term used this week, or Bazball needs work. I'm not sure. But the understanding right now is that Bazball is much in the news. It's got a, Jeremy, I think it's gotten to their brains. I think they're all living inside Bazball. It's permanently, it's somewhere in their hippocampus. It didn't exist 2 years ago, correct?
That's exactly right. In fact, actually, might be 2.5 years ago now, but certainly was not around 3 years ago. And it really was an invention that the Brits brought to an Australian Ashes test that we had 2.5 years ago as a way to try and defeat us Aussies with a very aggressive psychological sort of form of cricket. So you can imagine that it really didn't feel as well thought through initially as it maybe should have, but it has really taken on absolute life of its own, where it's becoming not only a very aggressive form of cricket that, you know, other countries around the world are looking at, but it's also something that's becoming more and more derided as the cricketing greats and some of the cricketing traditionalists take a closer look. And I guess that leads me to what happened this week, which was one of our Australian greats, Ian Chappell, who was a test captain for 75 test matches in Australia. That was between 1964 and 1980. So we're talking somebody here who's played the Brits, who knows the game very, very well, and is really revered as a great tactician. He's also a fantastic bowler and a fantastic batsman. Well, this week, Ian Chappell came out and said, Bazball and the English team are absolute rubbish right now. And what he's basing that on is that recently the English team went up against Pakistan, which technically wasn't really the strongest team on the block, and they lost dismally. They used the Bazball tactics, and Ben Stokes, the English captain, said, we're going to use Bazball, we're going to win, and watch us, and we'll show us how it's done. Completely lost to a dismal failure against Pakistan. Ian Chappell has now piped up and basically said, well, you had to expect it was going to happen, because if you look at Bazball itself, Bazball is actually rubbish. How can you expect to play very aggressive cricket with no other tactics than to try and scare your opponent and expect to actually ever win a game? So I think what we're starting to see here is another war of words between England and Australia. It started by, you know, cricketing great Ian Chappell, and really Bazball is back under the spotlight as being potentially rubbish. But I should also mention, about 6 months ago, John, even the English were saying they weren't going to use Bazball again. So you know what? This is something that maybe they got to let die. But honestly, this is fantastic. This is another part of cricket. And I just can't wait to see what's coming up this week.
Right. We've got – it's November now. We've got a month before the trash talk gets more serious. But I guess the reason this is useful is that Bazball is something you can turn on and turn off. So there might be a concern that the English are going to use it tactically. They already have. Could you detect that you changed your lineup because you thought it was a Bazball day? As I understand, Bazball plays fast, and that's useful for not the spinners, the other guys. Who are the other guys? The fastballers.
That's exactly right. The full pace bowlers, as we call it, so the pacemen, which basically they bowl a very fast style of ball at the batter to try and get them to either hit the ball and throw it to the outfield where they'll get caught, or just go straight through the batter and get them basically bowled out. So when it hits the wickets, it gets them out. And you're exactly right, because what Bazball actually forced Australia and many teams to do is to put some of their younger players into higher parts of the batting lineup, get some of their younger players into the bowling lineup because they can just physically bowl a lot faster and harder, and also get some of the younger players into the field where they can run and catch the balls as they come off the baseball style of play much better, which means you've actually lost a lot of the older players who have the tactical nuance and ability to read the game a lot better. So what you've created is almost a, I guess, a genre now where there's basically a test cricket series where all the players are expecting to play a baseball style game very quickly, get it over and done with, not a 5-day, very long strategic, I guess, campaign is probably the best way to call it, where you do have to use, different styles of play. So sometimes you have to play slowly, sometimes you have to bring in the spin bowlers to basically throw the other side off, which is played over 5 days in a much slower period. So in some ways, bringing in the younger players to play fast and heavy just to be on the defense in case England's going to play baseball means you could actually fatigue them earlier. So there is a actually quite a wide strategic part here that I think maybe England does actually have in their understanding.
Is it permitted to change your lineup in the middle of a test, or do you have to keep the one you started with?
No, you can actually change the lineup. You basically submit the overall team players, so you effectively have a single team, but what players you field on whatever day is determined basically on the tactics you want to use that day. There are some rules about how you swap them out, say, between a single test. So if you're playing one set of players for the first test, you really have to continue playing those till the end of that first day, unless somebody's injured or there's some other problem that requires you to swap somebody out. But then for day two, you can change the lineup. You can bring in a substitute, bring in a player, as long as they're part of that original team that you submitted. So baseball does create a lot of, I guess you could say, team changes we've noticed as well between days, unlike normal, slower, conservative cricket, where basically you have the same team pretty much playing test on day one and the test on day five because they're pretty much into the groove, I guess you could say, and playing the strategic form of cricket. So it has shaken things up, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
What have I learned today? First of all, I've learned something called a gustnado. Then I've learned that the Tasmanian magpies have manners, unlike the gang on the mainland. And then I've learned that Ian Chappell, the all-star Australian cricketer, can't help himself. He tells it like it is. Rubbish is baseball. Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales, awaiting the Ashes. If the weather cooperates, we'll have 5 days over a many different cities, and we can assume that this will be. This time, both teams will settle down and stop their disputes and play cricket. And I'll learn from the champions. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.